Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. As you can see in the background, this isn't the normal show. This isn't the normal background. We're doing things a little bit differently today. We're going to see if our guest is able to make it. Hopefully he can. Great guy, great music, Marty Ray Project. If you haven't ever seen it, please take a moment. Check out Marty Ray. He's a pretty good dude. He definitely belongs hanging out also with Aaron and with Scott over at the Talking Beards, because he definitely has what I would consider some celebrity competitive length beard. And any of you that follow me on Facebook, Amanda Love says, hello, Lobster Boy. I definitely got a little bird. So as you can see, we are doing a little bit of camping today. So we'll still do our normal housekeeping things. We'll still make all these things happen, but we're just gonna, you know what, if Marty can't make it, the idea here tonight was to talk a little bit about his music, but you know what, we'll all talk with each other. Send me your what is your campfire music of choice? If you're into camping, do you RV, do you tent it, are you a Nanook of the North and you're breaking out nothing but a shelter half, Swiss Army knife, and heading out to the woods to see how long you can survive before required to come in. But before we do all those kind of things, as always, we got to do that housekeeping. First things first, make sure if you've got a cause, sticker and a cause, as I've always thrown out to everyone, whatever your sticker is, whatever you've got going on, if you want me to talk about it, you want me to put it up for everybody in the world to see, send me your sticker and a cause. We'll put it up on the big board. I'll talk about it. I'll let everybody know what's going on. Kenneth McLaurin, who we had last week, I think he's got a sticker for me. He's going to be sending out. Scott Sikora, who we just mentioned, he's going to be sending out a sticker here real soon. Scott's got one for us. Also, as always, the most important thing, because we need to spread the word about belling up to the bar, and I guess this is an outdoor bar. Would it be like a tiki bar? I don't know. It's a camp bar. And I got to tell you, beard's looking good today. The little skunk action I got going. So make sure you take a moment, everyone that's out there, and go on to some of your favorite yard sale pages, all those different things, and you share away to all those groups that you belong to, and we see how many of those groups end up kicking us out because they say things like, this has nothing to do with our subject. So let's see how many yard sale sites you can get kicked out of, sites that turn around and say, well, whatever you're talking about, this has nothing to do with our stuff. So let's see if we can do that. Old Nate Hedster. Nate's got us hooked up here in a couple months. We're going to be doing some Baltimore Ravens stuff. We're going to do a preseason conversation about the Baltimore Ravens, how we think they're going to look. And then we're going to do a fantasy draft. Maybe we can teach Nathan what it's like to draft and actually do something in some fantasy football. I've told you folks, got it. He's bad. He's not good at fantasy sports at all. Tom Cujo Halstead, he says Tenacious D is his go-to campfire music. Whatever you all are into campfire music wise, let me know what it is or where you like to go. We've definitely gotten into going to the Cape, and look, if my reception goes out, we are running this thing off of Wi-Fi, duct tape, and bubble gum tonight, and we will see what we got going on here. I guess I got to check my mat. Look, Nate says don't believe my lies. Nate, the last time you got a trophy, it was for participation, and that was for waking up. You know, we were all pretty happy that you joined us in the land of the living. There's just no way that you're ever going to win another fantasy football anything. Yep, look, Pat, you got to log in, check out. And yet, for those of you who didn't know it, yesterday was my 30th birthday. That's the number I'm sticking with. I determined long ago that 30 is the best age for any of us, because it's the greatest age. Because what's cool about 30 is you can say things like, look, man, how am I supposed to know? I'm only 30, and you can get away with it. Or the other side to it is when people are pissing you off and they're dogging you about something, you'd be like, look, man, I know what I'm doing. I'm 30 years old. So you get to fill in both sides of that gap. So 30, again, as I always say, is the most perfect of ages here. I got Nathan going tonight, folks. He's all fired up for some fantasy here. He thinks I'm full of shit. But so what are some of the spots that we all like to get out there and hit for our camping? We're all into the Cape. Right now we're at a place called Atlantic Oaks in the Cape. It's beautiful. It's quiet. I'm the loudest thing here. You trust me, we have probably about four or five families outside right now. You can't hear them. You probably hear more birds chirping than anything. But phenomenal campground, great place, good people. As you can also see, because everything that matters to me has to do with food. If you like dumplings, I'm a big dumpling person. I love a good dumpling. There's a place on the Cape called Kung Fu Dumplings. This place is wicked good. Every time you go in and you order your dumplings, they're made fresh at that moment. They don't mess around. They put it together. It's right there for you. And it's the best fry that you'll ever have on a fried dumpling. My wife gets the steam dumplings. Their steam dumplings are unbelievable. Holds the shape real well. So I had to get a t-shirt finally from Kung Fu Dumplings. That is my spot. But also was talking with one of the guys from back home in Baltimore, high school buddy. We were talking, great movie that's getting ready to come out, and it's out now, is Roadrunner. Anthony Bourdain, it's the story of his life. Well, I had to stop by the Lobster Pot in the Cape. If you didn't know that, that's where he worked at. Somebody can quote me or fix me, but I also believe that that's one of the spots that he used and was his whole setup for when he had the lines like, if the bathroom looks funky, so does the kitchen. That was like the Lobster Pot and how it was set up. Anthony Bourdain, big fan. Had to stop by his place out there. Starting to get some messages. Nathan says Deep Creek Lake. That's actually my first marriage, and there's been a couple of them. That's where we honeymooned, was Deep Creek Lake. That's where you can also find Blue Balls and Intercourse. These are all names of real towns out there. There's an area out there called Accident, Maryland, where discovering it would be an accident. It's in the middle of nowhere. Also, some of the houses of the Seven Gables are out there, like these real beautiful architectural homes, amazing places. Yeah, like if you haven't been out that way, highly recommend Deep Creek Lake, and it's just a beautiful lake in general. Great place to go out to. Pat says Northern Minnesota. I don't want to be in anything as Pat. How you live in Minnesota is beyond me. I can still remember when Pat first moved out there. I'll tell a little Pat story. Pat and I have known each other since freshman year of high school. We were classmates. We've hung out. Pat probably has more stories on me than any person I know. Pat had probably more stories about me than anybody. But funny thing about it is, I remember when he moved out there and he was telling me a story about the first time his car froze up out there and they asked him if he plugged it in at night. We didn't grow up with engine block heaters out there in Maryland. So he had to actually get an engine block heater to heat the oil so his car could keep going. Who else we got here? Jeff's jumping in. Nick probably has a good bit. Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. Jeff, yep, we're talking about dumplings. No, I don't have the munchies. We're good. I do have my my Telemar do, and I do have we're trying out the Maker's Mark stave profile number 48. So they've got a Kentucky straight bourbon. So we do have a little bit of that to wet the whistle tonight. Like I said, folks, a little bit quieter show tonight. Unfortunately, I guess Marty wasn't able to make it. So we'll go into camping locations. That's what we're doing tonight. That's what I'm all about. And it's something I enjoy. We got the fire going next to us. You can't really see it. If I tried to pick up the whole setup, my luck, we're going to end up knocking this thing over. But one of the things that another place, if you have kids, my youngest tonight is all about, I have to try that one, Sheepdog Whiskey. You haven't heard of it. So he's all about Yogi Bear. And we went to a Jellystone Park last year. And if you got kids and you've never been to one, highly recommend it. Just a good place to go out, family oriented. It's like something out of a movie when we pulled onto the campground and the entire place was like kids on bicycles riding around, parents just kind of hanging out doing their things, and the kids just off enjoying themselves. So really cool place. But Lucas found one of our cups from last year, and the entire thing has been, I want to go to Yogi Bear Town. It's not Jellystone Park. To him, it's Yogi Bear Town. So definitely a worthwhile one to check out. Some of the other things we got going on, I guess the nice thing about this is we can do some more housekeeping. Got a big show next week. I'm getting – we don't need anybody coming after. You know, Marty had something going on. I'm sure he did. No, not a big deal. These things happen. He's a good dude. Not a problem at all. Wait a second. Just email me. Let's see. My email. Here I come, he says. So we'll get him on here in a minute. He's jumping on with us. I'm sending him a quick email back. Let me know if you have trouble. So Marty's jumping on with us in a couple minutes, but in the meantime, as we're getting it up. So I wanted to kind of talk about this. So Chris Larson, just met Chris. He's another Marine. He's got a program that he does. He does a 501c, which is a non-for-profit. Make sure you put a link up here, Chris. I want everybody to be able to see what's going on, but he does a 501c for the 22 vets that, take their lives every day in dealing with the issues. Most of these scars that they're carrying, you can't see. We've talked about this before on the show. This is something that's very important to me. I always tell everyone, make sure that you get yourself together. You put yourself out there. It's important to find out about these things. So see, you know what? I already knew this. I'm going to call the neighbor to the campsite over for a moment. He heard me talking about Marine Corps. I saw his big Marine Corps sticker on the back. So the neighbor to our campsite, he's got a big Marine Corps sticker. I still think do you live in Latham?
I'm from Cornwall, New York.
Yeah, see, I know it. So this is the neighbor to the campsite next to us. Show him your tattoo. Let's see it. Oh, there's another Marine Corps tattoo. Always can find us somewhere. We're always in the woodwork somewhere. But so Chris has a non-for-profit that he does. We're going to have him on, but we actually just set up the Legends date for November 10th. So on November 10th, we're going to have on the show a bunch of other Marines. But here he is, folks. Legendary Marty Ray is joining us. He's got the big beard. Marty, what's going on, brother? So this is perfect.
If I can support anything, man, please let me know.
Marty, can you hear me? I can hear you good. Can you hear me?
I can hear y'all.
So
yeah, I'm trying to get the situation. It's my fault because you sent that 750, which means it was 8 o'clock y'all's time apparently. 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Going up to about 750, I applied it to my time.
All good, brother. I'm just glad you're able to make it. I'm glad you're able to show up. We were just talking about camp. Now you're originally from where?
I'm trying to get this thing situated where it won't shake on you.
You got the DTs? Got a little bit of the DTs going on?
No, it's just hold on now. There we go. I'm in a parking lot. I'm at church. And oh. I went out of church to
Look, now as a United Methodist myself, do we need to say a prayer and thank the Lord for this opportunity to have Marty Ray with us tonight? Thank you for allowing him to come out into the parking lot at church and join us at the bar. We will bless this moment with Maker's Mark and thank him for this opportunity. Amen.
Well, definitely pray and pray for me when you pray, for sure, because I sure need it.
Well, now, where are you originally from, Marty?
Born in Memphis, raised in Arkansas, live in Nashville, Tennessee now.
My mom's family's from all East Tennessee, near Johnson City, a little town called Elizabethton off of 19E. So they're all out that way. Because I was hearing it. Now, have you been on Talking Beards yet? If not, I got to get you hooked up.
I've been on so many shows, I don't even know. Who does that one?
That's Aaron Johnston and Scott Sikora. They're like professional bearders, like competitive beard guys.
I don't know if I have, but possibly. Yeah, I've just done so many recently this year.
Well, bro, you're blowing up.
I think it's been like 200 or something that I've done.
200?
Yeah.
Bro.
Blessing.
So let's see if I got your story right. So you've sang probably all your life, I'd imagine.
Yeah, came out of the womb singing.
And you did, was it the one that really took off? Was it the Ice Ice Baby?
That's what people think because they weren't a fan before that. A lot of people weren't a fan before that. But I actually had a bunch of fans before that, actually. I had a song that did 2 million that was a parody of All About That Bass, and it was called All About That Beard. Yes. And that video got about 2 million views in a day that I posted it. And so then I thought, well, I guess God put me here to do this. So we'll see what happens. And I just kept posting and posting. And that's still what I do to this day. I just trust in Jesus and hope that he's going to honor my efforts. And he keeps honoring them.
So what were you doing? What was paying the bills before singing?
What do you think when you look at me? You probably think lawyer or doctor, right?
I was thinking underwater basket weaving or squirrel rustling.
And you hit it right on the head. You nailed it right on the head. How did you know that? I did both of those things underwater.
So you know where Sandy's at. Yeah. So you know where to find Sandy the squirrel.
Oh, yeah. I rustled squirrels under the water. It was tough. I had to drown them. They really drowned, really. It was kind of sad. That's why I had to get out of it. But I used to tow cars for a living. That's what my dad had a business where he had a towing service, and he had one, and he still got one in Arkansas, and then he started one years ago in West Memphis, and then so I moved to West Memphis and ran that for him for years.
Now see. Was this like regular towing service? Like, hey, my car broke down, or was this like repo service?
It was whatever somebody would pay me to do.
So because you're not a little feller. I mean, you're not.
I'm a thick boy.
That's a thick boy.
I'm a thick boy.
For those of you who are listening to the audio version of this, yeah, I got to go check out the Marty Ray Project. We were listening to some more stuff today. Marty's definitely a good size. Little boy, but when you look at him, and you're going to be like, oh, so this is definitely going to be a very like heavy, bassy. He's got a very whiskey smooth kind of voice, I would say. It's got a little bit of that bite to it, but you got to listen to him. You got to hear what he's got to say. We were listening. The barefoot song. I want to call it the barefoot song.
Bare feet.
We're listening to that today. Obviously had to listen to your version of Ice Ice Baby, which is just so different. Has such a different vibe to it. I have to tell everyone, go listen to all of Marty Ray's stuff. But you've got, I mean, you've got a book of work now. There, how many albums are there now? Three, four?
There's three albums, two full albums, one EP, and there's several singles. The last single we just released is called The Storm. It's about the storm that came through Nashville, tore up everything my buddy that wrote it with me, everything that CJ Wilder owned. So we ended up writing a song about it. That's called The Storm. If anybody wants to look it up.
So, and now if they wanted to look it up, where can they find everything? Obviously, we know you're on YouTube because you're a YouTube star.
I don't know about a star, but
brother, you're a star.
But I mean, anywhere music is consumed, it's there. My music's there. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. Preferably they download it, not stream it.
Yeah. But
that's going to the wayside at this point. So,
well, how does that work now then? Like, and I know if folks, if you're watching the live and it's getting dark, and because there is about an hour's difference between Marty and I. I'm sitting campfire side right now. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But how is that going though? If everything is, because I know I pay $10 a month for Apple Music and I can download and stream as much music as I want. For you as an artist, how do you make up for that loss there? Where do you make your money now?
Well, everything for me, when it really put into stream, went into streaming, and that went heavy, and that Apple Music even took it another step, because used to iTunes, I still got a lot of downloads off iTunes, but when they went to Apple Music, I just cut way into my money. And then YouTube, because of the never-ending algorithm changes and the battle between the big three music companies, which is the Universal Music, Warner Music, and Sony, because of that battle, it could cut into my money deeply as well. So, but God still provides. I ain't never been hurting. I ain't never missed a meal, as you can tell. And I'm still out here. I just having to make it different ways. So, doing more shows than I used to do. So, but if people don't show up to those, you don't make money at doing that either.
So, I do have your next cover song. I have your next cover song. And it was funny enough that I say that you don't have a super over the top deep voice, but I was listening to, I've been listening to your music, really reminds me, I'm a big Tyler Childers fan.
Yeah.
And it's definitely got almost that you're kind of, but I also decided today that you're like the Jason, you're like a Jason Mraz sound, but you don't look like you're going to get beat up for saying the wrong thing. Like you could sing the FU song and nobody's going to beat you up.
Might beat me up, but they're going to have a harder time probably than with Jason Mraz.
Yeah. Jason Mraz has like, do you know he's got a song just all about saying the FU, just saying FU? He's got a whole song about it. And I look at the guy and I'm like, I like your music. You got a good sound. Great to sit next to the campfire and listen to, but you're not the guy that wants to run around singing an FU song. You're just not the guy.
No, it don't seem like Jason Mraz would. I the only ones I've ever heard by him are I Won't Give Up and I'm Yours. And I like both of them a lot.
Does an amazing live show. And if I lose you at any point, I've told you I'm campfire side. That's why you can only see a little bit of my face. I wonder if I can get my camera light to back me up here. But do you remember the song, the song by the Crash Test Dummies?
I sing that all the time. That's been on a list for me to do as one of the covers I want to do now for years. I've been singing that since I was a boy, you know. But the trick is, the reason are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm still here. I didn't lose you.
The trick for me, the reason I haven't done that is because I try to mimic him too much. So I would just come across as sounding like I'm trying to sound like the guy. So I never, you know what? I'll do a little bit of it and show you what I mean. I don't know how good you can hear me right now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. I can hear you real good.
Bombs, There was a kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hat had turned from black into bright white. Anyway, you see,
like, brother,
growing up.
Bro,
wow, that was a little
fanfare for you.
Oh,
Can you hear it?
Clapping. I thought it was static.
No, I guess on your phone it sounds like Superfan and Jeanette just said, "Just listen to Ain't No Sunshine cover." Now look,
I encourage people to please go listen to the originals.
Big Bill Withers fan.
Yeah,
that's.
Anybody that's watching or hears this later, go listen to the original Marty Ray Project songs too. I'm all about the covers, but I only do those to hopefully make people listen to the originals. Give them a shot at least, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I told you the Barefoot song, we listened to that today, and I love the Barefoot song.
Yeah.
Really, you know, struck a chord as a parent and everything. Just had a good vibe to it. Would recommend that song to anyone as a good sit back and chill song.
If you like Tyler Childers, you probably would like the Mixed Emotions album.
I will have to. Well, I was listening to. So I had it again. We were talking about Apple Music. So I just set it on Apple Music. Play Marty Ray Project for me. So it just plays through stuff. But yeah. Well, actually, funny enough, I have a buddy who actually went to high school with Tyler.
Okay.
So, and I was like, was he always that? He's like, yeah, man. He always sang. He was just like you. Came out the womb, making it happen and singing away. So now we're going to make a left turn here for a minute. Are you a camping guy? Growing up in Arkansas, growing up in Tennessee, are you a camping guy, RV, anything?
Well, I don't camp. I'll do an RV, but I'm definitely not a guy that likes to go out in there and swap mosquitoes. I don't know if you've ever been to Arkansas or not, but, you can, at nighttime in Arkansas, you can do this right here with your hand, and you can open your hand, and there's just at least 100 mosquitoes in your hand. So my dad raised us, and when we went to the lake and stuff like that, there'd be people camping in tents, and we'd be in the Hampton Inn. So that's kind of how it was for me. It kind of still is.
Look, I have friends that are like that. When I first – you heard me – I don't know if you heard me talking. We have a guy who's going to be on later on. We're going to get him on. Chris Larson, I was just introduced to him today. He's got a project that he supports, a 501c for the, and I don't know if you know this, the 22 vets commit suicide every day. That's a real number. There's some things out there. There's a 22 push-up challenge. There's different organizations out there. But I have a couple of other Marines that are listening to this, and they would attest to, like you just did. People used to ask me, why don't you go camping? Why don't you go camping? I'm like, I don't camp. I used to get paid to camp. I have a 31-foot RV with a queen-size bed, microwave, and the whole nine yards. There is no popping up a tent and, you know, trying to do my best Grizzly Adams over here.
No, not unless I have to. That's the only time I'd do it.
Yeah, like
a 31-foot RV, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Anything else beyond that, if you see me camping, understand the apocalypse has happened or I'm on the run from the law. That's it. It's one of two things.
I'd rather go to jail. So it would have to be the apocalypse.
So we're taking jail.
Jail over mosquitoes any day. I got food, you know, I ain't got, at least I got food. I got a couple friends. I hope, you know what I mean?
My best friend Ken is hearing this and agreeing with you 100%. He's like, I'm not doing that. Like, that's just not part of the equation. There's nothing vacation about that. So then I got it. Now I got to ask you then. So what is, so for you then, what's vacation?
Well, me and my, you know, every time I vacation, it's with my family. I got two daughters, awesome daughters and an awesome wife, beautiful, all three of them. And, we like to go to Gatlinburg and Branson, and we like to do dinner theaters. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you've ever been to a dinner theater where you watch a show and you get to eat while you watch it. That's kind of our lane. We love that stuff. So that's really a big vacation, good vacation for us. I'm not really a beach guy. Family ain't really a beach people. I love the lake, but I haven't taken my daughters to the lake yet. I should do that more.
Now you talk about dinner theaters. Probably one of the best I've ever done was in Virginia, in Williamsburg. You ever been to Williamsburg, Virginia?
No, sir.
Great place to go to. If you can really, I'm a history buff. I enjoy history. I like Blackbeard the Pirates. Just was very intriguing to me. Teach. You can make a whole thing out of it. You go to Ocracoke Island in North Carolina, which is where they captured Teach at. And then you go over to Williamsburg, Virginia, and they have the original jail cells they kept him in.
I got
And his whole crew. But we went to one, and it's all Victorian era. And it was a Victorian era dinner show. Maggie Mays, Magnificent something. But it was all done that way. But next time you're out in Branson, do you know, drawing a blank here. We actually had a guy on the show that does the Western shows out there, does all the Western arts with the lasso and sings. What the hell is his name? I can't think of it right now. It's been so long. But, yeah.
If he does a show out there, if he's been doing it for a while, I probably have seen him. I've been going there my whole life since I was a boy.
If you ever saw a guy out there and he does like the full lasso, like gets it real huge and steps through it while he's singing, he's doing it. He's doing whip cracking.
Probably. I mean, I've seen a lot of things like that there. I don't know if it's that guy or not, but
yeah, that's another one that's out there. So, I'm so fascinated by, and I know I made a couple of left turns with my Kevin. This is just ridiculous. If you can, for those of you who don't see my, as we're just kind of freezing up here a little bit, I feel like, I don't even know how to describe this. I'm just like this white outline of my face right now, and it's all blacked out around me. I don't know if we lost. Did I lose you, Marty?
No, I'm here.
I think, Marty, I don't know.
I'm here.
White shadow, here I am.
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought I'd lost you there for a moment. So we've got, do we got a tour coming up? What? Okay. We got a tour coming up. Where can everybody go find you at, Marty?
You can, any shows that we have.
When's the next time we can see you live, Marty?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep. I can hear you now. I lost you there for a second. It's okay. On my end, 100%. I'm freezing up over here. The Wi-Fi is getting a little wonky.
Yeah, I hadn't froze up at all since the whole time I've been
on here. So where can we find all your show dates?
You can find all my information on my website at MartyRayProject.com.
Oh, it's purely me.
You hear me?
So they can go to MartyRayProject.com. Do you have any upcoming shows that, like, everybody could find their way to? Any local stuff out there in Tennessee?
Yeah, I have a show. They can't really come to it now. It's sold out. It's the show in Nashville or in Franklin, Tennessee at the Mockingbird Theater. But there's a live stream. We're selling live stream tickets to that as well. So if they want to buy a live stream ticket, they can go to mandolin.com or go to my Instagram or Facebook or something. You'll see the link. Other than that, the schedule for all the shows is always on the website. If they're public shows, if they're private, they won't be, but the public ones are always on my website. And then also join the mailing list so you can be notified.
Wait a sec. So we could hire you. Now you said they private shows. Do you get a lot of requests for that where people are like, hey, I just want you to come out to my house or come out to my kids' bar mitzvah or whatever it is and just do shows?
That is the majority of what we've always done. I've done that more than anything else.
My Wi-Fi is sucking, right? Just going to somebody's house and just being like, all right, Where do you want me to set up? We'll set up in the yard, something along those lines.
Yeah, we do that all the time. That's why I love doing that. I love that more than playing public shows.
So you were, do you have that similar backstory then for like, where do you start performing at? Was it in church? I know you said that's where you're at right now, but where did you start performing at?
I just started performing in my shop when I felt the call of God to do it. I set up a show in my shop and did a show there and been doing it since then that way.
So just open the garage doors, you and a guitar or the backup band, and just start belting out a few songs.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
That's wild. Like, but even that, like, that takes a lot of guts to just be like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and do this. Like, what was it that made you like, because it doesn't sound like it was the traditional way of, hey, I need to, you know, I was in church singing or I was setting up, you know, with a high school band or any of those things. You know, it just sounded like you were, if this works, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, what was your push that really said that, all right, I can just open the garage doors and do this?
No, I didn't. I've never sang in church. But like I said before, I've told God put me on this path, and I told him, I said, if you put me here to sing, then honor the effort that I put forth, and then I'll know that it was from you. And he keeps honoring it. So that's the actual truth. That's 100% truth. Whether people believe that or not, that's the 100% facts. I know no secrets.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Know nothing. I don't know how to sing unless he allows me to. So without Jesus, I ain't nothing. I really ain't. I mean, I know that's just the truth.
That's awesome, man. I love your conviction. I love the fact that you feel that in your heart and that you know that's your purpose for all this. While you're here is to sing like that and to sing those words. Now, for you, is there any particular you know, you've mentioned it a few times about, you know, this is why you're here and this is what you're feeling. Is there any particular artist you would like to sing with, you know, to do a duet or do anything with?
Any artist that wants to sing with me, more power to them. You know, I'm willing to do it. Let's dance.
But is there somebody that you want to do one with?
There's not really, as far as duets. I mean, you just think about, the only reason I would want to do a duet would be to lift my music to another level. So it'd be kind of selfishly, I would want to do a duet with whoever is the biggest artist of the day, you know? I mean, just so that more people can hear my music. So it's kind of a selfish thing, but as far as do I look up to anybody and idolize them as, man, this would be amazing. It would be amazing to do songs with a lot of people. Uh-oh. He gone.
I don't know how far I got you there, brother. I lost you for a moment. This is all on my end, and I love my internet. Thank you so much, internet. We lost Marty completely. Now is the great mystery of who is that artist that he wanted to do the duet with. But I like the idea that he said, you know, whoever was the biggest that was out there at the time, would they be willing to? If you have questions, if we can get Marty to come back, that kind of stinks. We lost the mayor just at that moment. But if we can get Marty to come back, find out who that artist was he wouldn't mind being with. Also, at the same time, if you have any questions for Marty, please let us know. Check out the MartyRayProject.com. Phenomenal information on there. Great guy. A lot of great songs on there also from him. Make sure you go on there and you check all those things out with him. Let me see if I can get him. Let him know we're still on here. Just in case he loses us, let him know we're still on. We are still on. As my, because he's watched the Horton Hears a Who way too many times. Here. Well, if Marty was able to get back on with us, or if he had to run back into church, love to hear from everybody. Let me know what you guys are thinking. If you like the Marty Ray project, if you like his music. I know Jeanette said she sat and she listened to it. Listen to his original stuff. His original stuff is great. I am tap dancing this one and keeping it going. We'll see how much longer. We'll go back to the original thing. Dan Crow says you don't camp in Danville, Illinois. You do not. It is extremely cold there, so we're not going to be camping there. We'll get with Chris Larson here. I've mentioned him a couple of times tonight. Make sure you check out Chris. If you're still out there listening to us, send us a link right here on the show page so people can find your 501c, help that group out, and help support you guys. It's something for me that really matters to me is supporting vets. As always, we'll go through a couple other things. Big show next week. If you are a movie buff and you enjoy some classic indie films, Troma TV or Troma Movies, we're actually going to have next week on the show the creator of The Toxic Avenger, the longest running independent movie studio in America, maybe even in the world, is going to be on here. Look him up. Lloyd Kaufman is going to be live with us next week. Pretty excited about that. Lloyd is as independent as it kind of gave the middle finger to the movie establishment and established his own thing long before anybody thought that there was going to be a thing. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal guy. Looking forward to it. He's the reason that James Gunn got his start. So check him out. I guess we're going to get ready here. Marty may not be able to get back on with us. That's all good. We appreciate him and we appreciate his time. If you got anything last minute for the show, please let me know. If not, we're going to get ready to close this thing up here. Like I said, I am on vacation, but I could not leave the bar closed for the night. So for those of you that made it on, you're listening here tonight, please make sure you go on to Apple, iTunes, whatever it is you're listening to this on, two rocks smashed together to make a noise, whatever it is, make sure you go in and you subscribe, give us 5 stars. That pushes the show up. That means more people listen, more guests, more quality guests we can get on here, and more people understand what you already understand and how you can belly up to the bar. Make sure you check us out on Instagram at Above the Bar Podcast. Our Twitter is at Above the Bar 4. Our email is the Above the Bar Podcast at gmail.com. You can still go on to TeePublic and look up the Above the Bar Podcast and get all your Above the Bar Podcast merch. Obviously, we have our site, abovethebar.podbean.com. As always, I don't know what Marty would have for last words for us, but I think it would probably be something along the lines of he would probably thank God and Jesus for this opportunity and the music that he's producing, and we all should thank him for providing us with the sounds. Phenomenal person, phenomenal human. Really glad he was able to get on the show and here with us and make the time for us. And as always, be sure to push your stool in, folks.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.